Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Zayin Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're beginning a brand new siman today, Siman Tov Tzadi, which deals with the halachos of the davening of the rest of Pesach, meaning we already talked about the first day, so now we're talking about the second day and Chol HaMoed, and the end days of Pesach over the next day, today and tomorrow. So, the shir begins with Sif Aleph, the very top of the Omud. B'yom Sheni, on the second day of Pesach, Korim the Parsha Se'amor, we talk about the laning that you read. You read from Parsha Se'amor, the famous psukim of Shor, O Chesev, O Eiz, Ad Sofa Inyon, until the end of this Parsha. In other words, you finish off the entire Parsha, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Korim Aleph, the Ma'ir Shom, the reason why we lane this is Me'inyoni Kol HaMoadim, V'gam Shel Pesach. It deals with all the different holidays of the year, including Pesach, therefore it's a very appropriate laning. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sukkot and Beis, Ad Sofa Inyon, the Hainu, until Vaidabim Moshe, Esmonadi Hashem V'gomer, until the end of the Psukkim, as we know, that's the laning. Because of Asvarim, the Chachamim wrote, the Tov La'asos B'yom Sheni B'suda Ezer Dovel Ezecha Suda Sester. One should have in mind, on the second day of Pesach, that that was the day, Shabbat Yom Nit Lahoman, that was the day that Haman was hung, so therefore we should have something special in Asuda. It's mentioned in the Seder on the second night in Chutz Loretz. It talks about Esther in some of the Piyutim, and it tells us over here that we should have something special on the second day to remind us that this was the day that we were saved from Haman, and he was hung on this day. Now, the issue footnote number one disagrees a little bit, and he brings down that the marker for this comment is from the Mogen Avram, which is from the Shalah, and he writes, the Prima Godim, Sheyesh Simen Ledover B'Haftorah Sheyom Rishon. There's a nice reminder over here in the Haftorah, where the Pasuk says, Vayishboz Haman Mimocharas B'Yochlam, from Pasuk from Yoshua, at the end of the Haftorah, and it says, Dahainu Sheh Haman nitle lemorchas haPesach. So this Haman and Haman is a play on the words, and he was killed the day after Pesach. However, Rashi in the Gemara Megillah has a different time for this. He says that Esther fasted, the Klal Yisrael fasted on Yudalit, Tezvav, and Tezayin, and then at the evening of Tezayin be'erev nitle Haman. That's when Haman was hung, and he brings down over there Shakavona shenitle be'erev she'achri yom Tezayin, meaning he was hung on Yud Zayin, which is not the night of the second Seder. And he brings down also from the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Shamishte Hasheni Sheester also Hayabiyom Yud Zayin Benisan. So there are different understandings exactly when this occurred, but certainly it's an appropriate time for us to remind ourselves of the Suda of Esther that led to the death of Haman. The Chabad continues now when he says, after you finish the laning, you read the regular Maftir, Maftir Kori Kamok Rishon, the same thing, Yom HaRishon, that's the name of the Haftorah, which of course is from Pinchas, dealing with the first days of Pesach, the Korbanos, and then Maftir B'Melochim, the Haftorah is in Melochim, dealing with the Pesach, the Yoshio. That's when the famous story of Yoshio, when they found the Sefer Torah open to the Tochacha, and they didn't bring a Korban Pesach, and he fixed things up tremendously. Yoshio was a great king, and this Haftorah memorializes some of the things that he did. Okay, Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, Yom Shlishi, now the third day of Pesach, Shu Chol HaShemayit, which in Chutz Laretz is the first day of Chol HaMoed, so Arvitz V'Shachar Sumincha, for the regular davenings of the day, not including Musaf, Mispalu Kedarko, the regular weekday Chol Dik, Chol Dikka davenings, Bomer Yal V'Yavu, and we had Yal V'Yavu Bavoda during the Bracha of Ritzei. And if you forgot to say Yal V'Yavu, even by Ma'ariv, Machzirin also, as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, which if you forget by Ma'ariv, you don't go back here. The din is by Chol HaMoed, if you forget either by Shachar Smincha or Ma'ariv, Yal V'Yavu, you have to go and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Likewise, we mentioned Yalav Yovu in the Benchim, V'chein Maskiro B'Birchas HaMazon. However, here the din is, V'Yimlo Amor, if you forgot to say Yalav Yovu in the Benchim, Ain machzirin oso, we don't make the person repeat the benching. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Gimel, the Dafka B'Tvila, only in the Shmoneh Esrei, we have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei if you didn't say Yalav Yavo, the Lo Saki, the Lo Yispah, because the person must daven, and therefore if you didn't daven correctly by saying Yalav Yavo, so then you have to go back. V'kivin Shlo Yispah L'Karoi Yachsor, and since you didn't daven properly, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. D'hainu Rimis Gar Liachar Shokar Raglav Chozal Rosh, which means, what is it? If you forgot Yalav Yavo, if you already finished Shmoneh Esrei by taking your three steps back, so then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. However, if you remind yourself before you finish the three steps back, before you finish Shmoneh Esrei, you might Shlo Siyem Tvilosu Chozal Ritzei, then you get to go back to Ritzei. Now, Masha'en came because of Mazon B'Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, when you're eating, you don't, if you're supposed to say Yalav Yavu, but if you forgot, you don't repeat the benching. Why? Because the Iboy lo ochel dover ha-muchayev l'birchas ha-mazon. Because if you technically wanted to, you're not supposed to fast on Chol HaMoed, but you don't have to wash. You don't have to have matzah. Shoch ha-basa peris, you can have meat, you can have fruits. And therefore, al-kein ein machzir no so b'chol gavni. Therefore, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavu, you don't have to repeat the benching. He tells us, Ayin El Simon Kuf Pechesiv Zayin B'Mishtabruah, Obey Aloch Hashem, additional dinings in regards to leaving out Yalaviyavo and other insertions during the benching, and we'll see that in a moment in Dirshu footnote number 4. But first, let's do Dirshu footnote number 2. He says, "V'mispalel b'chol hamoyd tefilas yontif." If you made a mistake and in chol hamoyd you daven the regular yontif davening, so he brings down shilas shuvas leiv chayim lo yotza, because that's not the right thing to say. Kivin shesorach l'spalel bo yudches brachos, you're supposed to daven the 18, 19 brachos shmoneh esrei, and not the special yontif 7 brachos shmoneh esrei. So therefore, you're not yotza. And this is also the opinion of Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe. The issue footnote number 3 tells us that really there is a mitzvah to have a meal on Chol HaMoed with matzah and bread on Sukkos for Chol HaMoed there. You're supposed to really eat bread for the Suda. Achas b'layil v'achas yom. He brings down that you should really have a meal at night and during the daytime. Kivish a mitzvah l'chavdo b'chil v'shtiyah, because there is a mitzvah to treat Chol HaMoed special and you should eat and drink, and therefore ideally the ikra achila is bipas. He brings down from the Shaar HaTzion, even though technically Chol HaMoed is the din of Rosh Chodesh, you're not mechuyev to have pas, to have bread, matzah on Pesach. So he tells us the comparison there is that the din is like by Yalav Yavo. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But lechatchila, he says you really should have pas on Chol HaMoed, and he brings up from the Vilna Gaon, Chol HaMoed chayev lechol pas. The Vilna Gaon says it's not an option. You're mechuyev to have pas on Chol HaMoed. Based upon this, the Vilna Gaon says the person didn't say Yalav Yavo, since he's obligated to have bread, so he's obligated to have pasta, matzah, that you have to go back and repeat the benching for forgetting Yalav Yavo. The issue foot number 4 reminds us of what we learned previously in the benching halachos in Simon Kuf Peches. He says, and you haven't yet started the next bracha, the fourth bracha of benching. So then he says there's a special nusach that you say, bracha to Hashem, shenosan, etc. Ubenusach ha-bracha b'chol ha-moyed, he says, yomar shenosan mo'adim le'mo Yisrael u'sosun u'simcha. Different than the Rosh Chodesh nusach, it has its own special nusach for chol ha-moyed. He then discusses exactly what the nusach should be, ayin in the rest of this footnote. Now we go back to Mechaber. It says, "V'musaf mispalel kederek shmispalel b'musaf shyontif." So we have a special insertion of musaf on Chol HaMoed. That is the exact same musaf as yontif. There's no difference between the yontif musaf and the Chol HaMoed musaf. And we mention, of course, the korbanos of that day. The Ramah adds, "Haga el shemagia la'ayide Moshe avdecha mipich vodecha komor." When you reach that part of the musaf shmoneh esrei, Omer v'yikratem ola v'gomer ad ushnei smidim kilchasan. So obviously the laning is a little bit different because of the different korbanos that are brought each day. You don't go read from Bayom HaRishon, you read from V'Kraftem Ola. The Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Dalet tells us, as I said, you don't read like you do in the Maftir of the first 2 days and in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, Bayom Bechodesh HaRishon, because that's not the right time, as those days have already passed. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, if you forgot to mention the Korbanos in Musaf, so then you still are nevertheless Yotzei. Siv Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Noagim shebe Yom Tov Omer es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. So in Yontif, you mentioned that it's a Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh, and B'chol HaMoed, B'chol HaShemoed, Omer es Yom Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. You don't say Yontif. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kanei, he says, Shema Mino, you see from here, the Chol HaMoed lo Mikra Yontif. You see that Chol HaMoed is not called Yontif. They lomar, therefore, b'chol HaShemoed, b'bichas HaMazon, harachamon hu yanchilenu yom shekulo tov. In the benching, when you have the insertion on the first and last days of Pesach, then you say, mention the yontif, you say, harachamon yanchilenu yom shekulo tov, where some have the gears that says on the bottom, li yom shekulo tov, you wouldn't say that on Chol HaMoed, because technically it's not yom tov. Over yontif shechol yos b'shabbos, however, when Yontif and Shabbos coincide, so then, Kosav El Yerabba, Shema Arachmon Al Kol Echa Bifni Atzmi. You say Arachmon Yanchilin Yom Shekula Shabbos, and then you say Arachmon Yanchilin Yom Shekula Tov. You say two separate ones. However, the issue footnote number 6, he brings down for the Prima Godim and the Makor Chayim, Sheish Lahakdim is Arachmon Shul Shabbos, Shutadil Fni Arachmon Shul Yontif. You say first Arachmon Shul Shabbos, and then you say the Arachmon Shul Yontif. And he says, on Sukkis, Shemosifim Af, Arachmon Yokim Lono, Sukkis Dov and Follows, Yesh Lomu Lachrei. Then you say that is the third one. You say Shabbos, you say Yontif, and then you say the Sukkis David. The Ber Hetev, however, in Oz Gimel, at the end of it, brings down from the Chok Yaakov. He says, "V'shamati should be yontif shechol yos b'shabbos sheyeshomim harachamon huyanchilenu yom shekulo shabbos tov u'menucha l'chayol amim." You say it all together as one, but that's not our minhag. And the Shaar HaTzion in Oz Dal, he says, we don't pass in like this Chok Yaakov. And he says, "The dugme shomim ritzei." You say ritzei separately, and then you say Yalav Yavo. Those two aren't combined, so too the harachamons aren't combined. The Ramah then says, "For anu ain't noagim lomar mikra kodesh klal." We don't even say mikra kodesh. lo b'yom tov, v'lo b'chol ha'moed. He brings it down from the Torah. We don't say the words mikra kodesh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says, v'kosu achronim, the minogenu lomar, mikra kodesh, bein b'yom tov, bein b'chol ha'moed. Our minog is to, in fact, say mikra kodesh on both yom tov and chol ha'moed. Bein omim es yom tov, afilu b'yom tov. And we don't say the words es yom tov, even on yom tov. If you look at the issue foot number 7, he brings down that we're going to learn in Simon Tov, Kuf, Chof, Tes, and also in the name of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Shemachol Amoid Lo Noeg Din Kavod Va'oneg, Kivin Shalom Nemar Bo Mikra Kodesh, that they don't have a din of Kavod and Oneg for the Chol Amoid. However, the Sharet Zion says, Shagam Barambam, that Chol Amoid Nikra Mikra Kodesh, and the Sharet Zion says, Mikom Akom, Ha Mikra Kodesh Shachol Amoid, Kal Mishal Yontif, there is a difference between the Mikra Kodesh of Chol Amoid and Yontif. In other words, Yontif has more Kedusha than Chol Amoid. Siv Dal, the Mechaber writes, Kol ha-yomim shalchulo shamoid, u'shnei yomim achronim shalyontiv, koron ha-hala b'dilu kemo b'rosh chodesh. The Mechaber tells us that on the days of Chol HaMoed, as well as the last days of Pesach, one doesn't say the complete hala, one says what we call a half hala. You skip parts of the normal full hala that we read, you leave out the capital of Lolanu and Ahavti Ki Yishma. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zion tells us that we do this diluk over here, koron ha'hala b'diluk. He says, why? Mipnei should be yom shiva shel Pesach, because on the seventh day of Pesach, nitbu ha-mitzrim. That's when it was Oz Yoshe, that's when we passed through the Yam, and all the Mitzrim died. And Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu would bring down the famous medrash over here, Ma'isi Yodai Tovim Bayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisro, my handiwork, Ma'isi Yodai, they're drowning over here, the Mitzrim are drowning. Vatem Omrim Shira Lufonai, and you want to sing Shira? That's incorrect. So during the time that we crossed the Yam, so they actually did sing Shira, but for subsequent years, since it's not actually happening to us at that moment, so therefore we should have mercy, just like we take the drops of the wine we said in the Seder, you take out when you dip for the your finger into the wine for the Esamakos and the Tzachadash Biachav and Dom Va'esh V'Simros Oshon. So we, those 16 drops we take out is to commemorate the loss of life, that we still are saddened by loss of life. So to over here, it's not proper that we should sing Shira. That's the famous Medrash over here. V'kivin Shushri Ein Omer Oso, and since on the seventh day you're not going to say it, so therefore, how could Chol HaMoed be more than the seventh day? Alkein B'Chol HaMoed Gamkin Ein Omer Oso, so Chol HaMoed shouldn't look like it's more important than the seventh day. Shlo Yeh Adif Miyom Tov Achron, it shouldn't have that appearance that it's more important than the last day of Pesach, which of course is, as we just said, Mikra Kodesh Yom Tov, as opposed to Chol HaMoed, which is not. Now, the issue footnote number 8 brings down the Kivin Shikorin Bobadilo Kimob Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramar brings down that it has all the dinim of Havsoka, like on Rosh Chodesh, and not like on the first day of Yontif. Now, in regards to a bracha, therefore, the same thing applies. There are those that don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh unless they're davening in a minyan. So therefore, on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed as well, and on the last days, where you don't say the halo, so the minhag is by some not to make a bracha unless you're davening in a minyan. On the other hand, the Ramban says, even according to the opinion, it says on Rosh Chodesh, you don't make a bracha on Hallel. It's only a minuk to say Hallel. You don't make the bracha. He says on Chol HaMoed, you do make a bracha. Kivin Shom Elu Nikram Moed, because they're called Moed. The issue footnote number 9 brings down, if you have somebody from Eretz Yisrael who finds himself in Chutz Loris on the 8th day of Pesach, which he doesn't hold from, and the Tzibur is saying Hallel, and he's davening them in the Tzibur, so Rav Oz Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi brings down, Shashinu Chayiv Mirz Hallel, he has no Chayiv to say Hallel, he should say along with them without a bracha. The Eino B'chlal, Mashakas of Magram, this doesn't fit what the Magram says, that normally a person shouldn't say Hallel when if he's doing it, when he's not supposed to, it's incorrect. Because even though for this person it's not correct to say it, since the Tzibur is saying it, so he's allowed to go say it with them. It's not called being mecharif umegadef by saying hallel when you're not supposed to. The issue footnote number 10 brings down that there's another reason that the Gemara in Erechin tells us why we don't say the full hallel on the last day of Pesach. He says, Shebesukos kol yom nidon ki yom tov. On Sukkos, every day has its own korbanos, and therefore every day is a separate yom tov. Abo bePesach, Shebo kol korbanos shovim, le korbanos shal yom tov arishon, all the korbanos are the same korbanos are brought every day. So ain gomis a hallel b'shar yom, so we only complete the hallel on the first day, and not on the other days. And he says, this reason is brought down. Why, this explains why the Haftorah and Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't mention Pesach, because it's not at all there because of Pesach, as opposed to a Chol HaMoed Sukkos, where there is a concept of it being a separate day. You do mention in the Haftorah Sukkos as well. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, Simen HaParshios Shoshmoni Shemei Pesach, the 8 days of Pesach we have in Chutz Laretz, so there's a simen, a mnemonic over here to remind you which laning you do on each day. The Mishnah will explain what the mnemonic means in a moment, so we'll just say the words, Meshach Torah, Kadesh b'chaspa, Pisol b'madbara, Shalach, and Bukhra. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Ches tells us what this mnemonic stands for. Behem Simoni Rashi Parshos. Each of these words represents a concept that's in that parsha for that day. Dainu. Yom Rishon, Mishku Ukuchu v'gomer. So that's Meshach, the first word. Yom Sheni is Sharo Kesef. So that's a reference to Torah, the ox. And Yom Shlishi, Kadesh Likol Bukhar. So that's the reference over here to Kadesh. And Yom Revi in Kesef Talbet, that's the reference to over here b'kaspa. Yom Chamishi b'sol l'chot, so that's the reference over here. We have psal. And Yom Shishi b'midbara, that's the midbar. Shdainu v'yedaber v'gomer b'midbar Sinai v'yasav ne'yisrael es ha-posach. That's the sixth day. On the seventh day, we have the word shalach, b'yom shvi parashas b'shalach, and b'yom shvi nebuchwa, kol b'chor. Kol b'chor, asher yivole v'gomer. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'zeh asei de lo yishtane." You shouldn't change around the order over here. Kiyum shchol Pesach b'yom chamishi, except when Pesach comes out on a Thursday. The first day of Pesach is on a Thursday, and then the third day of Pesach, shiyum shlishi, shu Shabbos. So then you have to switch around the order. You read on the Shabbos, korei re'ato omer elai shu psal, which is the equivalent of psal. It's a longer lading, but it has included in psal. So instead of reading psal as you normally would on the fifth day, so then you read it over here on the third day, and then everything else has to get changed around as well. And b'yom rishon sheni u'shlishi korim kadesh b'kaspa and b'midbara. So you switch it around on the days of Chol HaMoed. You then say those three in the order of kadesh, kaspa, and midbara, because you've already said pesal on Shabbos, the first day of Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tes tells us Mishnah Kosov Bo Minyani Shabbos. The reason why we read that is because it deals with Inyani Shabbos as well. The Bir Halacha Dibra Masul Simon Parshu says the Pri Megadim brings down the name of Pri Chodosh in Tov Vishina Seder Bedalid Yimei Chol HaMoed. If you messed up on the 4 days of Chol HaMoed and you said the wrong order, so he says Korim Biyom Shalach with Parsha Delik. So then just flip it around. If you read the laning of the second day on the first day, so then read the laning of the first day on the second day. You don't have to. It's not Ma'akev. The order is not Ma'akev. The Prima Gadim says, what happens if you made the same mistake on Yontif? In Chutz Laaretz, we have 2 days of Yontif. So flip it around. If you read the wrong laning on the first day, so read then that laning on the first day that you were supposed to have read, read it on the second day. The issue footnote number 11 says the reason why it's not Ma'akim brings from the Pichodosh in the name Ma'arikash, Shehu Mokredim, which is the source of this din, She'ein Parshos Elu Kisuvas B'Torah Smucha Zulzub. They're not all next to each other in the Torah, and therefore their order isn't Ma'akim, just like in Kriyashma. There's a right order to say it, but the order is not Ma'akim, so to over here, the order is not Ma'akim. What happens if you realize a mistake before you finish the laning? And you didn't have all the people laning already. So let's say you started reading the wrong laning on day 2 of Chol HaMoed. You were reading the day 3 of Chol HaMoed, and you only read Kohen. So what you do in this situation, so the Shari Ephraim brings down, and those of the Chavachayim brings down, Sheyesh Likro Lishar Ha'olim Esakriya HaNechon Sholso Yom. Then you go switch to the right laning, and you let the people that counted already count for an aliyah, but you then finish off the rest of the laning the proper fashion. So let's say you already called up one aliyah, and you read the wrong aliyah in the first one. So then for the second and third and fourth aliyahs, then you read the rest of the right laning with 2 and 3, and then the maftir for aliyah number 4. The Machzik Brach, however, disagrees. And also the Sefer the David MS, and he says, it's brought down in the Kaf HaChaim as well, Shem Nizgru Achrei Shekvar Hischilu Likro B'Torah. If you started reading the wrong laning, so didn't just finish it off already. And the next day you'll read the other laning that you were supposed to have read. You can switch it around. The order's not Ma'akev. However, he does bring down that if you're davening in a shtibelach, if you're davening in a min kivua, so different people coming each day, so then you have to read the right laning. If you see you made a mistake, you have to read the right laning, because those people aren't going to all be together the next day, that they'll go and read the laning that they missed the next day, since it's a different group of people, so then you have to correct it that very day. Sifav, the Mechaber writes, B'chol yimei Chol HaMoed u'shnei yomim tov achronim korin horevi b'sefer sheni b'korbonos hamusafim shebepinchos. So the maftir that you read is the fourth aliyah, so you read that on the days of Chol HaMoed as well as the last days of Pesach. You read in the section in Pinchos, which deals with all the different yomim tovim u'maskil, and you begin over here, not like you do on the first day from Bachodesh HaRishon, but you read it v'ikraftem atzov pisko. You read it only from the Pesukim, the third pasuk v'ikraftem, until the end of that paragraph. Now the Ramah added the word Horevi, the fourth person, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud explains Koyal Chol HaMoed. The Ramah is telling us on Chol HaMoed you do this. V'ein omrim Kaddish, you don't say the Kaddish ad achash Horevi. Normally you make the Kaddish before the Maftir on a regular Shabbos, but here, since the fourth person is part of the regular readers, so therefore you only say the Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish, at the end of the laning, at the end of the fourth Aliyah. Shinishlam Minyan Hakrum, when you finish off the four Aliyahs that you're supposed to have on Chol HaMoed. As opposed to Mashen Kemi Shabbos Yom Tiv Yom Kippur and all the other days, Shabbos Yom Tiv Yom Kippur, Nishlam Minyan Hakrum. You're finishing off the number of aliyahs that you're supposed to have, let's say 7 on Shabbos, 6 on Yom Kippur, 5 on Yom Tov, before you read the Maftir, Kodim Shkori Maftir. And therefore, we normally say, Vakin Omrim, take of Kaddish. That's why we say Kaddish right after the required aliyahs and not after the Maftir. Dear Shafut number 12 brings down, do you have to put up the second Sefer Torah on the table when you're saying the Chatzi Kaddish? Because normally, when we take the second Sefer Torah, we bring it and put it on the table. That's because we haven't read from it yet. But here, you've already read from the first Sefer Torah, so it's obvious, and you don't necessarily have to bring it back on the table when you're saying the Chatzi Kaddish, because it's obvious that the Chatzi Kaddish goes on that Sefer as well. If by accident you did say the Chatzi Kaddish after the first three aliyahs, so then the Igros Moshe, but Moshe Feinstein, that's how it brings down, Shetzorch Latzav Lomer Kaddish Achar Kriya B'Sefer Torah Sheni. You have to say Kaddish again, because you haven't yet finished the number of readers, and the Kaddish goes on that. With that, we conclude today's shir.